Hello.
Hi.
What up?
Nothing,
Oh, that was like a friendly what up. Is that not come
jeez.
across as friendly?
You're like, oh, hi.
What up?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm so masked now. No, I couldn't get to you as quickly as like I was ready. But when I stood up, I have never been so dizzy in my life. And I'm like literally getting up to turn the computer on was like making me want to vomit. And I was like, what the hell, body?
What's going on, Joanna?
I don't. It feels like I'm day drunk. Well, it's not day anymore.
So just drunk.
Just drunk. Regular drunk. Normal
Now,
drunk.
have you been drinking?
I have not.
Oh.
My body's just probably
So
collapsing,
you
so.
get all the perks of being drunk without the calories.
That's every person's dream.
Oh, hold on, someone's knocking on the door.
Come and knock on his door. Matthew's waiting for you. What's medicine you can get for dizziness? Because I need it, baby.
Oh
Not
yeah, I'm back.
alcohol. Oh, good.
There was a wine emergency.
I heard someone said my name and said there was a wine emergency.
My mom couldn't
Can
get
you
the
hear me in my
cork out of
pants?
the w bottle of wine.
Oh, girl, I've been there. You know what I
She
do? I just drink it.
kept just pushing it further in.
Oh, like it was like she could not access the wine because it was there. I just push it all the way down and just like deal with the.
Just drink around it.
Yeah.
Well, that's one solution.
Yeah, well, that's what I did earlier, not today. It sounds
Earlier
like it.
in life. all right. Well, let's just start then.
Hold on, what?
I'm gonna take your car because you probably
Okay.
parked behind me.
All right. All right.
I'll be back.
I love you. Bye.
Oh, I love you too,
Okay.
Ryan.
I love you too, Matt.
Matt loves you too.
What?
Matt loves you too.
I said I love you too, Matt.
Oh, he said I love you too, Matt. Did you
Yeah,
hear it?
no, sorry. You didn't hear me say that because he was saying that to me.
Oh, he said he didn't hear you say that because he was saying it to you already. I know.
Aww.
It's so, I wish Diego felt that love for me, but I know he doesn't from that recent video.
He's at work right now.
Work. Oh, yeah, it is like 5 o'clock there.
He better work.
Yeah, he better work from home. Oh, there's so many work songs. There's a mega mix to all the different work songs. It's really good.
Speaking of songs, did you listen to the Cher song that I sent to you today?
I did not get a chance to listen to it. No,
So good.
she sounded terrible in the second Mamma Mia movie, and I you know I don't want to ever say that about Cher, but
Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut that out.
she did. She looked bad, and she sounded bad, and
Well,
like her plot point was dumb.
she's like 90 years old.
I mean, she looks good for 90,
Cher. Well, I mean,
but
she's 90 on the inside.
her like part in the movie was really dumb. Like she was the grandma,
She's
and
72, which is like on the cusp of 90.
yep, right there. At the cusp of 90.
They need to put an updated photo of her on Wikipedia.
What photo is it?
It's a publicity photo of Cher in the 1970s. Girl, that's not what you look like now. She looks younger than that now.
She does. Who's that old hag?
All right. I
Can you
feel
hear
like,
me okay?
yeah, I feel like every episode we bash some beloved gay icon.
You do.
I've been
I
good.
am usually very respectful to gay icons,
I've been
except for
very good today.
Cher. Yeah, you're defending Cher, kind of, except you said she was on the cusp of 90.
I mean, she's an older
You don't
woman.
like Patti LuPone.
Still no.
Oh, I will say though, I was pretty proud. A college friend of mine posted that, like, if she was gonna run a derby, like a roller derby team that was theater themed, what would be our names? And like roller derby names are tough. Like I have
Is that a
a
thing in the
friend.
South?
Roller derby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend that does it.
Oh, I've
She's on a
never.
derby team, and her name is Bruise Wayne. And there's another girl that's like, there's a lot of vagina themed ones,
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
but mine for a theater team was gonna be Patti LuPone, because
You
I'd
got
pwn
vagina.
everybody. Pew pew pew. And then I can't. I had another funny one. It was like the
I had
lady.
something else
Mc
funny to say.
It was really funny. It was like the Scottish play, but the Scottish pain. That's what it was.
I don't know what that's a play on.
Well, Macbeth, you can't say its name in the theater, so they call it the Scottish. They call it the Scottish play.
You can't look in the mirror and say Macbeth, 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 or else. Oh,
I'm always in a theater in my mind, so you just ruined it.
Or else Beetlejuice shows up.
Yeah, but like it's British, so it's fancy. Yeah,
so it's better. Her real name is Sherilyn.
Cher?
Yeah.
That's boring.
Who do you think I was talking about?
Do you know a coworker of mine's named Cheryl?
Yes, that's what I was talking about.
Exactly. Did you know what Meryl Monroe's real name is?
Yeah. Something. I don't remember. It's in the Elton John song. Norma Jean. Goodbye.
No,
that'd be someone else.
It is Norma Jean, actually.
Well,
there's another one.
You're like,
no, there's like,
that's not who I was talking about. Never mind.
No, that's not who. Well, it was Norma Jean, was a lame one. But
Norma Jean.
Oh, Judy Garland has like a really weird real name.
Let me think. I don't know.
Don't look it up before I can.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
No. What would it be? Frances Ethel Gum.
That's such a 1920s name.
I know. Judy Garland's much better.
Yeah, she's really pretty in her... So Judy looks different in her different eras. She never looks the same.
She's a chameleon.
There's like Over the Rainbow Judy. And then there's this 1945 publicity photo Judy that they've got on Wikipedia. And then there's like... Old woman Judy.
It's a shame. Well, they worked that girl, like, talking about child labor laws, like, they worked her to death.
Literally.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Have you seen,
Joanna, we haven't started the show yet.
Okay, that's fair.
What have I seen? Tell me.
Have you ever seen Fat, not Fat, Weight, Heavyweights?
No.
Okay, have you ever seen The Mighty Ducks?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the,
do you know the older,
team?
The bigger guy Goldberg?
No, hold on.
Oh my God! Google Mighty Ducks star drugs.
Goldberg.
Moody. Google drugs. Look what he looks like. He got arrested the other day, and he looks.
Oh.
He's 38, and he looks 70, or the cusp of 90.
70's the new 90.
Are we seeing it yet?
I'm seeing it right now.
Thoughts?
I mean, he's lost a lot of weight.
Because of the... He looks awful. What, are you trying to, like... That's your positive, like... Yeah, he looks terrible. Look how slim he is. He's a skinny legend.
I mean, he really shed those pounds.
Cocaine will do that to you.
That looks like meth.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Meth ages you. It's not good.
All right, let's start.
Okay. I felt like that was all really good.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep it. It's all good.
Okay.
I mean, it's recorded. I'm recording this time. You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and with me is your other co-host, Joanna Zaleski.
Hello, world.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm
sure.
I don't know. We can cut this out if you want, but...
Well, I thought that was funny.
Well, no. This next part.
Oh, okay. I was like, it wasn't that bad.
I need to start off... I owe you an apology, Joanna.
What did I do?
No, if I'm apologizing for something you did. So last week's episode, I was a little blue, and I think you picked up on it.
Uh-huh.
So I just apologize, because I had a good time talking to you, and I don't even want you to think that I didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were a little blue, but I think it was like a last minute... We didn't have much plans, so.
Well, and I was just feeling frustrated in general. And the whole with, like, it didn't record in the beginning, and that was frustrating. And So I just wasn't feeling, like, I just wasn't feeling great about the episode, but...
We should have planned more, but sometimes, you know, when we don't plan it, it turns out well, but then sometimes...
I know. Well, when we first started doing this podcast, I was planning a whole bunch, and we never got to any of it, because we just, we're just naturally funny. And yeah. So then I stopped planning stuff.
Curse in life.
So then I stopped planning things, and I guess there's a medium. I guess we gotta meet in the middle.
Okay. So, Matthew...
Yes.
How was the wedding?
Oh, my God. I don't really want to talk about it too much because...
What?
Because I don't know how interesting it'll be for everybody else. But
weddings are interesting. Oh, except for the $50 billion wedding industry. No one gives a crap about weddings, Matthew.
I mean, weddings are NBD.
Let's pretend like, okay, we're hosting a new show on TLC. Like, okay. Matthew's wedding review. Matthew, how was that wedding you were in?
Well, considering that I was the star of the wedding, it went great.
You were.
So Friday, we took Friday off work, and we woke up at 4 in the morning to start packing and drive to the airport. And so we flew to Lake Tahoe where the wedding was, which is not going to mean anything to you, but, it's a very,
where is that? Is that California?
It's right on the border of California and Nevada. Half of it is in California and half of it is in Nevada. So we flew up there. It's very pretty. It's all pine trees, little cabins. It's the cutest. So we got there Friday morning. The rehearsal was Friday evening. We did the rehearsal, and I was very nervous. I told everybody I'm not going to go through my ceremony speech because I didn't want to ruin
the
jokes.
Keep you surprised. Yeah.
So I just said, like, on this part, we'll do this, and then we'll do the vows, and then we'll do the ring exchange, and then you'll do the I do's, and then you'll kiss, and ta-da, you're married. And so we did that. We ran through it a couple times, and then after that, we all had the rehearsal dinner, and everybody was having a good time and talking and laughing, and I snuck away to go into our room to silently freak out. I was having a silent mental breakdown.
At least the bride wasn't doing that.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll get to that. So I was very nervous and I talked to Diego about it and I said, you know, I'm really nervous. I'm afraid that people are not going to appreciate that. I've got jokes and stuff and that I'm not taking this like very seriously. And Diego said, you know, your sister asked you to do this and she asked you to do it funny. And she knew what she was getting into when she asked you. And I said, you know what? You're right. I'm doing this for Casey. I don't care what anybody else thinks. So that calmed me down a bit. And then I found out that the groom was very nervous about doing his vows. And my sister was very nervous about her vows. And the best man and maid of honor were terrified about their toast at the for the reception. So that made me feel a little bit better that everybody else was freaking out. So the next day...
Was your sister nervous?
Yeah, she was very nervous.
Yeah.
Just for like her vows, like for the rest of it, she didn't really. My sister is very cool and like doesn't. It was not a big deal. She didn't care what happened with the wedding. She didn't really like. It was very low key. So then what happened? So then the next day was the wedding. The wedding was in the afternoon, so we didn't have to like get up and start getting ready right away. I woke up. I felt pretty good. I was not nervous. You know, I was really calm. I was at one with myself. I was like, you know what? I've practiced a whole bunch. I'm just going to go up there and do it. And like I had most of it already memorized, but I had it with me just in case. So then what happened? So then the ceremony started and, my mouth started getting really dry and my fingers started getting really tingly and I don't remember any of it. I just kind of powered through. Everybody laughed at all of my jokes except for one. There was one joke that fell flat and I just kind of,
what was it?
I just kept on going. I just powered through.
What was the joke?
Well, one of the jokes was, we were all here. How did it go? We were all here to witness the joining of two friends together in life because they deeply and truly love each other. And well, that wasn't the joke. This is the song.
I know.
Calm down.
That was my joke.
And some of you may be thinking to yourself, but Minister Matthew, what is love? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines love as, and then I don't remember what the definition was, but I read it.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I got it.
Have you seen The Office?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember when Michael did that?
No.
Michael did a speech when he said, the definition of wedding on Merriam-Webster Dictionary is the fusing of two metals.
That would have been funnier. I said, well, the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines love as a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interests, and a score of zero as in tennis. And I got zero laughs for that. And so...
I thought it was funny.
So after the wedding, Diego said, I didn't get that joke about tennis.
I get it. So I feel like you should have been a pause there, probably like a pause, because it sounded like you were just like, this is all, and you were, you're finishing the definition.
Yeah.
But maybe a pause. It's all in the positive.
Here was, so here's,
give me another wedding joke.
And then I said, at this time, I'd like to read a poem, if you would allow me. It's entitled Flaws and All by Beyoncé Knowles.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I read some of the lyrics from Beyoncé Knowles' song.
I don't know that song.
I don't know how it goes either, but the lyrics are very nice. It says, I don't know why you love me, and that's why I love you. You catch me when I fall. Accept me, flaws and all. I neglect you when I'm working. When I need attention, I tend to nag. I'm a host of imperfections, and you see past all that. I'm a peasant by some standards, but in your eyes, I'm a queen. You see potential in all my flaws, and that's exactly what I need. And then I said, so powerful. And everybody laughed.
That is cute.
And so then somebody afterwards told me that it was so good, and that every time that they would start to cry, I would make a joke, and then they would laugh. And so I felt really good afterwards.
You should, like, put your, like, self out there to do weddings for people.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on my LinkedIn if anybody needs emergency weddings.
Maybe you could apply to be a bachelor paradise.
Oh, we haven't
minister.
We haven't talked about what we're talking about this week.
No.
So after my little apology to you right there in the beginning, I do have to tell you though that you passed over a good topic to talk about last week when I was running through my headlines.
What was that?
It was a BuzzFeed survey on how you eat certain foods.
Okay. I have to remind you about something afterwards. Don't worry. Okay.
I really wanted to talk about that, and you just were like, meh. So I've decided we're going to talk about it anyway.
Is that why you're upset, Matthew?
That's mainly why I was upset.
Well, before we talk about that,
uh-huh.
I have a story that's related.
Okay.
About we food. Talk about, like,
we talk about
it is
food
about food.
Lot.
It's about, okay. We talk about how weird the South is with food.
Uh-huh.
So one of my friends, Lillian, drag name Kale Green, social media people, she's really really good.
Okay. She's not a sponsor.
She posted this video about how Southern people put peanuts in their Coke.
Should I look this up? Oh, I think did you
I commented on it. You may have seen it.
Did you send me a screenshot?
You may have seen me. No, I think you probably saw us like commenting on it about Facebook, but I was like, wait a minute, how does this work? I don't understand. Do you like drink while you're eating the peanuts? And she says, no, you pour them in and then they kind of float on top, and then you drink and eat at the same time. And I said, but why? This is like what my grandpa did. And was like, and then I was telling Ryan about it in Michael's, uh-huh. And this lady turned around and said, oh my god, yeah, that's the old Southern thing. And Ryan thought that she was crazy. But I tried it today.
Okay. And
it just made my peanuts wet. I don't understand. Maybe I got the wrong kind of peanuts, but it made my Coke taste the same, and my peanuts were just wet, and I almost choked on one.
Maybe are you supposed to like let them soak for a while?
Maybe if anyone knows, report back.
Yeah, but maybe you let the you let it like infuse or something.
Someone said it was supposed to taste like boiled peanuts, but I don't like boiled peanuts, so I don't know why I did it. You never heard of boiled peanuts?
I've heard of roasted peanuts.
Well, it's a Southern thing to boil them.
Ugh, you people. What? Can't you just eat normal food?
No, we have to put things and other things in.
I mean, what do we eat over here? What
I was
do we
excited
eat?
About the salty Coke. I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, so like, Coke's like, already so good for you.
You have cherry flavored Coke, so you were looking forward to, like, peanut flavored Coke.
Yeah. I almost choked on one and died, but it's all right.
That's why I don't drink boba. Do you guys have boba?
It's become very popular. I heard about it from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and then it's become...
Ugh. First of all, the little boba balls are gross.
Is it like gum?
They're just like, I think it's like rice jelly or something. Let me look it up. Boba. What the heck is boba? I got Boba Fett. That's not what I'm looking for. It's tapioca. They're tapioca balls, which I believe tapioca is made from
pudding.
Rice. Isn't that rice pudding?
Wait, is it pudding balls?
That's hot.
They're like little jelly things. Anyways, it's gross, and you suck them up through this giant straw, and every once in a while they go, and they like go in the back of your throat. And then you choke
tasty.
And die, and everybody loves it.
You go to heaven like, I had a boba tea.
Yeah, death by boba. Put that on my tombstone.
They really should make a boba called the Boba Fett.
You know what else I have on my list of stuff for us to talk about that we're not going to talk about? But what? In the heat of the moment. See, this is the thing. Like, I see these stories.
Heat of the moment.
In the moment, I see these stories and I think, oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm going to tell Joanna about it. And then I think about it later and it's like, it's not really that interesting.
I'm ready.
So, you know how we were talking about the other day, there was a reboot of Frasier in the talks?
I did. Ryan was very excited.
There's now a reboot of Alf in the works.
Yes.
So that's all I have to say on that. I was too young
My friend Mark is very excited about that.
I'm excited.
The only thing I'm excited about. No, I tried to watch Elf recently. It does not hold up.
Where can you see it? Is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
I got really pumped. I was like, yeah, Elf's on. And
so
then
did it not age well or something? Is it just like.
It was an episode where basically. Sorry, I didn't know this was going to become the Elf podcast.
It's fine.
Alf
this
was
is, for the record, this was the stuff I was planning not to talk about. I guess joke's on me. I shouldn't have brought it up.
You know, yeah, I will. Okay, but long story short.
Too late.
I'm finishing it now. I'm not going to titillize our audience with an Alf plot line and not deliver.
You can't tease them
like that. Alf keeps messing up their possessions because he doesn't give a shit because he's Alf.
Because he's an alien.
He's like, I don't give a hell. I said a hell. Anyway, Alf Alf is messing up their stuff, and they're like, if you don't take care of stuff, you're getting moved out to the basement. And he was trying to be good.
Sounds like my childhood.
He accidentally blew up the kitchen, and it really wasn't his fault. I can't remember the circumstances.
Girl, same.
But it was dumb. I didn't care for it.
When you were little, did you used to play with fire?
Oh yeah, I set the toaster on fire.
I used to play with matches, and I got in trouble several times.
Well, did you set anything on fire?
I almost set a bathroom towel on fire.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, except my grandma was living with us, and she was hooked up to oxygen tanks.
Oh my God!
So the whole house could have gone mushroom cloud.
I was obsessed with late night TV when I was little. Like, I would watch Alf and I would watch Happy Days, and I would sneak out of my room and I would go watch Happy Days or the Monkees. And one night I was making myself a blueberry Pop-Tart, and I didn't feel like waiting for it, so I went to go watch the show, and I was like, I haven't heard it go off in a while. So I came back into the kitchen and the whole toaster was on fire.
Wow.
And I didn't want to get in trouble for being out of bed, felt like there was a precedent.
That's what happens. The little kids are too afraid to get in trouble, so they try to fix it themselves.
Yeah. And so I just had to tell him, I'm like, Mom, the kitchen's on fire! I don't know how. It just is.
I just woke up.
I'm not involved.
Somebody put a Pop-Tart in there.
I don't know what happened. Yeah. I think I had it set to 6, but either way, I don't think it should have set on fire, even if it had. It was horrible. And then I almost burned down to church once, but that was an accident.
I thought you were going to say, but that was on purpose.
No, I was an altar server. Do you know what that is?
Like, I mean, I can assume.
Okay, I served on the altar.
Is it like an altar boy, but...
A girl. Yeah, it's a girl.
But it's gender neutral.
Yeah. I bumped... it was during Advent season, and my butt was really big. And my butt bumped the candle onto the carpet, and started a small fire.
They really shouldn't have all those candles.
Ironically, I have like 6 burning right now.
We have electricity these days.
Yeah, but
the Lord
smells.
The Lord gave us electricity.
I'm one of those people that's obsessed with Yankee Candle, okay? It's one of the whitest things about me.
We have candles in our bathroom that have never been lit. They are purely decorational. However, it's 1,000 degrees here, so I'm surprised they're still, like, standing. Did you know, at the time of this recording, California is entirely on fire?
I saw that. How are you not on fire? Did you do that, Matt?
I mean, sometimes I get bored. Didn't we just get done talking about
that? That is crazy.
Yeah. But it happens.
Mm.
I also have brie and feta flavored ice cream is now coming to New York, and social media reactions are mixed.
I don't feel like those two don't really go together.
Well, I think they're separate. Brie and
brie flavored. No, I meant like California's on fire and we're getting.
Oh no, I went back to talking about the things that I thought were entertaining at the time. And
oh wait. So we're going back to the BuzzFeed article.
No, I'm still saving that.
Wait, what's happening?
I'm working up to that. I'm reading the headlines to these things that I've been collecting over the week to talk to you about.
Okay, so not the buzz. Okay, I'm ready. Hit it. Hit me.
What are we hitting?
Well, your headlines.
Oh, brie and feta flavored ice cream is coming to New York, and social media reactions are mixed.
Like they're mixed together?
No. The reactions or the flavors?
The flavors.
No, I think it's like brie flavored ice cream and feta flavored ice cream.
That sounds, I think it sounds gross, but I mean, it's all dairy in the end. I mean, it sounds like it'd be bad for your stomach.
Yeah.
Very overload. Okay. Would you put Parmesan cheese on top instead of sprinkles?
This sounds like I was going to say Italian, but feta is Greek, and I don't know where brie comes from. France?
Yeah, that sounds right. I could Google it, but my computer's far away.
Uh-huh. Brie. Yeah, it's France. Brie. Okay.
Now we have no more listeners in France.
Yeah, now we're done offending people. This next headline is parents are enlisting video game tutors for their children.
Because they don't want to get pwned?
I don't really know because I didn't read the details, but it looks like it's for the hot new video game that all the youths are playing called Fortnite.
What is Fortnite?
I think it's like a shooting game, but you like build stuff too.
Everyone's talking about it and I could Google it, but who has the time?
And I feel like I want to play, but I mean, I don't have time to even Google what it is, so.
I want to play a lot of games, but game systems are always changing and always expensive, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, we have.
Because we treated ourselves when it came out, and we got the Wii U.
We have that.
And then that's garbage now.
Don't remember the last time we played. We also have the Nintendo Switch.
You have the Switch?
Yeah. It's really cool.
You like it?
I like Zelda, and I like Super Mario.
Did you know my name was almost Zelda?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, a week before my mom gave birth to me, they changed their minds.
She accidentally spelled it Joanna instead.
Oh, no. No, she wanted to name me Zelda after Zelda Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, people are going to think the video game. And she was like, no one's going to think the video game.
To be honest, everybody would have thought the video game.
Yeah. I would have done, I already did really well with the nerd guys, but I would have, like, super cleaned up.
Well, stop bragging, Joanna.
I know.
I mean, I did okay.
I could have done better.
I'm named after a dead kid that my mom saw on the news.
What? So really? Wait.
My name was supposed to be Daniel, which is my brother's
Aww.
Name.
Oh.
And then while she was in the hospital, she was watching TV, and there was a news story about this little boy named Matthew that died. And because she was all hopped up on hormones, she decided, my name's going to be Matthew.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So BuzzFeed just came out with a study.
You just made me really sad. I felt really, really depressed.
Yeah, I'm living his life, and
if you were to have a baby, what would you name your baby?
We already have
Let me hear. What are your baby names?
Are you ready for this?
I'm so psyched.
So you're gonna laugh, but. I'm dead serious.
I'm ready.
I like the name Oliver.
So, you are kidding me.
So we agree that's a good name.
No, that's our name. I mean, you can have it, whatever. I'm not even kidding you. Oliver or Olivia.
Oh, so Olivia's good. So
that's crazy.
I like Oliver, and mainly because did you ever see How to Get Away with Murder?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, there's one of the characters' name is Oliver, and they call him Ollie. And I think our next kid's name is going to be Elio.
Ooh, I like that.
And then we had another one that I can't remember now.
Are you not planning on having any girls?
No, I don't. I can't. I don't know how to raise a girl. Oh, what was the other one? Let me text Diego.
You forgot your child's name. I always wanted to have a child named Gideon, but Ryan absolutely hates that name.
I feel like we talked about this.
Yeah, I was obsessed with that name for a long time. But then I really liked Oliver Grayson.
Our kids' names. I'm asking Diego.
We can each have kids named Oliver.
That'd I'm asking really Diego cute. What our kids' names are.
Oh, you know what would be cute? If you had a kid named Oliver and I had a little girl named Olivia.
Oliver, Elio, and what's the other one's name?
Wow. That one's going to be really popular.
All right. He'll get back to me and I'll get back to you.
What if our kids about? Married each other? That would be so cute.
So BuzzFeed did a survey of different foods, and they asked people, how do you eat these things? So we're going to go through and see if we are in the majority or the minority.
Mm.
So Joanna, most of the options are going to be spoon, fork, or hands.
Okay.
Some of them are different, but I'll let you know. First one is mac and cheese. Spoon, fork, or hand?
Spoon.
Spoon?
Yeah. You don't do spoon?
I do fork.
Why?
Macaroni and cheese is a fork food.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because you can.
Well, okay,
you
but
can
here's
get, like,
why.
You can get like each of the little macaronis on one of the fork prongs.
Well, I'm weird on this, and it's gonna sound gross, but I like to have ketchup, like on the side of my mac and cheese, and dip it into it.
And
I like to like.
I'm done. I'm out.
I like to pick up the macaroni in the spoon and then dip the bottom of the spoon in ketchup and then eat the whole thing, so I get a taste of the ketchup. Is that gross?
I mean, I have nothing to say to that.
I can't be the only person that does that.
All right. People, get at us. 77% of people eat it with a fork.
What?
23 eat it with a spoon. And 0%.
Who eats it with their hands?
0% babies. Of people eat it with
their hands. No, babies do.
Babies. Well, babies. If you're a baby.
If you're a baby using BuzzFeed, wow, good for you.
I mean, you're ahead of the curve. The next one is rice. And the picture is of, like, white sticky rice. I think that's important. The options are fork, spoon, and chopsticks.
Okay, I eat rice a lot because we are obsessed with this one restaurant, and I get chicken bowls all the time, and I get the training wheel chopsticks.
Uh-huh.
And I have been shown how to use them, and I refuse. I like the training wheel ones.
You're like a baby. You say no.
No, I want to do this.
So you use your hands.
No, I use my hand. I use the training wheel chopsticks.
So does that mean chopsticks? We're gonna
chopsticks. Go. Yeah.
All right.
Though I will say at the end when I can't get the last of it, I'll get a fork.
Okay. 58% of people said fork. I would be eating it with a fork. It was either for me. It's either between fork and spoon, and because chopsticks sounds like a lot of work.
With the training chopsticks.
Well, for rice, more work than it's worth.
Well, I have chicken and rice in mine, so maybe it's different.
Ice cream cake, Joanna. Fork, spoon, or hands?
Fork.
Fork.
Yes.
Wow. 54% of people said fork. 45% Good. Said spoon. There was one person. 1% said hands.
Who is eating these things with their hands?
Babies.
Andy Dwyer and babies.
BuzzFeed babies.
Aww.
Potato salad.
I don't eat potato salad at all, so I throw it in the garbage.
Oh. So you use your hands to throw it on the floor.
No, I don't even want to touch it. I'll just kick it.
Here's a good one. Here's a controversial one.
Oh, wait. What do you feel about
potato salad? That's a fork food. And 78% of people agree with me.
Okay.
This next one is pizza. And the options are fork and knife, a spoon, or your hands.
If it's a large pizza or like a deep dish one that's got cheese in it, I use a fork. Uh-huh. But otherwise, I use a hand because...
I'm the same with you. If I can eat it with my hands, I will. If it turns out to be a giant mess, I'm not ashamed of getting a fork and knife out.
I got to give a shout out to my nephew who's 2, and okay. They had a...
when will he hear this shout out?
He'll hear it. when he gets an iTunes account. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he went to a Domino's class in his library, which Domino's sponsored, and they showed him like pizza dough tricks and throwing them in the air. And they all got to eat pizza, and like everyone's eating it the normal way, and he's eating it with his hands on the cheese side, and he's like eating it bread up. I don't know why. And my sister's like,
I feel like that's a thing. I think people have talked about, like, no, you're supposed to eat it crust first, and it was, like, a huge controversy.
No. Like, it's literally upside down. Like, he has his hands on the cheese part.
Like, he's just holding the piece of the slice of pizza
backwards. He's just hanging it backwards. Backwards. Like, it's the crust is facing up.
Yeah, upside down.
Yeah, upside down.
Sorry. Backwards would imply it's going in his mouth crust first.
Oh, yeah, I meant upside down. Okay.
What about this, Joanna? Do you fold your pizza?
If it's cumbersome, I will.
I do it regardless. I'm a big pizza folder.
I try not to, because then I'm eating too much of it without enjoying all of it.
That's a weird thing to say.
You're
eating all of it.
I know, but I'm eating it too fast.
It's not like you're wasting pizza.
I am, because I'm wasting it all on one bite when I can split it into, like, 7 bites.
Well, just chew long. Chew twice as long.
It's gone fast, and I'm sad.
Nothing is
more depressing when I eat a big slice of pizza in, like, 2 seconds. Mm.
Oh, my God. So, last night, Diego says he does not remember what our child's name is.
Oh.
What was it?
This child is clearly not going to be the favorite.
Oh, it might have been, I think it was Anakin.
Oh, boo. I boo that.
All right, so we're not having that child.
You know, she's going to turn out to be a monster.
Maybe it wasn't that. Let me think. It was something like all of our kids' names were going to be similar. Oliver, Ilio, and Anakin. Ollie, Ellie, and Allie. Annie.
What about Alejandro?
Well, no.
Why? Alejandro.
Everyone's going to think he's named after a Lady Gaga song.
He did quote Beyonce at a wedding.
And so to be honest, he probably is. Joanna, how do you eat watermelon?
I don't really eat watermelon that much because it's got a weird texture. But if I did, when I do eat it, I eat it with my hands.
Is it a phobia?
No, it's not a phobia. It just tastes weird.
No.
You know what drives me crazy? I love watermelon, like, flavored things. And when it's in things, but watermelon itself tastes weird to me.
Like, is a watermelon Jolly Rancher your go-to? I just realized I'm like,
it
really
is. And cherry.
Yeah,
and
cherry, watermelon, or green apple. Mm-mm-mm.
Ugh, green apple? What is wrong with you? No, pink lemonade is good, too.
Get out of here. I eat
all my fruits and vegetables.
Through Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah.
I get all my vitamins. In my household, watermelon is eaten by being cut up into cubes and then eaten with a fork.
What?
Yeah.
No, I've only seen people eat it by the slice.
That's messy. Joanna, chili, do you eat with a fork, a spoon, or your hands?
A spoon, so it doesn't go everywhere.
Yeah, I want to meet that 1% of people that are eating it with their hands.
Babies.
The hot chili? Who's giving their baby hot chili?
Oh, some people. You know what? I do eat chili on court hot dogs.
Chili? Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's with your hands?
Yeah, that is with your hands, so.
All right, so.
I cracked the code.
I decided this is boring. We're moving on.
No, I was having fun. I was having fun.
We were talking about food, which we love talking about food.
I know, I'm getting hungry.
Scrambled eggs, Joanna. Food. Fork, spoon, or hands?
Whatever's closer, because I just love scrambled eggs. So I'll just
I love eggs, but I don't prefer them scrambled.
Have you had them the Gordon Ramsay way?
How is that?
Give it okay. to me. Okay, Gordon Ramsay is amazing.
Yes,
okay,
no,
so he has a...
your British babe, Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, so you cook them, you put your saucepan on medium, and you put all your eggs in cold with butter, and then you start to whisk it, and then you transfer it onto heat every 15 seconds. So you 15 seconds heat, 15 seconds no heat, and you're stirring continuously. And then eventually when it hardens up, you add creme fraiche, or you can use sour cream. I use sour cream because I'm not going to go look for creme fraiche.
Because I can't be bothered.
I had sour cream. And it adds...
Because it's in the fridge.
Yeah. plus in South Carolina, I'm like, what's creme fraiche?
I mean, I'm not entirely sure I know what it is.
It's basically sour cream. It's basically sour cream. He said, oh, sour cream. So I was like, oh, okay. Can do, Gordon. And then you add it in at the last second, and it makes them a little bit moist. Have a little bit more moisture, but not in a bad way.
The correct word you were looking for was moistier.
moisture. But what I love about adding the sour cream is it gives a little bit of a tart flavor.
Can I
that
tell
is
you,
really, kind of makes it savory.
I love sour cream, and I could eat it by the spoonful.
I have never done that before in my life.
When I was a small child, I used to eat butter just like.
My mom found me behind a couch once eating a stick of butter.
Oh my god, it's just, it's delicious.
They couldn't find me at a family gathering. And then they also, a different holiday, they found me behind the couch spoon feeding myself French onion dip, which was disastrous later.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I love French onion dip too.
Well, I think me and you would have gotten along as children. Mm-hmm. Sharing obviously. The butter.
I mean, we're practically children now and we get along this way.
Okay, what else is on the list? Because I find this curiosity.
Diego makes mean scrambled eggs. I'm gonna have.
Does
to...
he do it the Gordon Ramsay way?
No, but I'm gonna have to recommend some sour cream to him next time.
I'm gonna send you the video of it. It's so
good.
He
does it where like they're still a little bit wet. They're not like all the way dried, and then he like sets them aside, and just the heat of the eggs kind of cooks themselves.
Yeah, that's basically the cooking it through, like, because you don't want to overcook it. Yeah. When it's dry like that, it's overcooked. And then the creme fraiche adds that moisture back in. It's so good. Again, sour cream. Sour cream. I used to make them all the time when I had a kitchen, you know.
How do you eat your oatmeal? Better.
I don't eat oatmeal.
All right.
But if I did, why would anyone eat oatmeal with a fork?
I don't know. 95% of people are eating it with a spoon.
Yeah, I'd eat it with a spoon. What weirdo is eating it with a fork?
4% are eating it with
a fork. I mean, I have eaten oatmeal. I'm not against oatmeal. I just don't like every day I have oatmeal.
You're not like, what's oatmeal?
Well, no. You know what confuses me about oatmeal? It always smells amazing, but tastes terrible.
Well, then you're making it wrong, because oatmeal tastes good. Oatmeal tastes like whatever you're putting in it.
No, it smells and it seems like it's going to be so great.
You put all that brown sugar because it's a healthy breakfast.
Just dump it in. If you think you don't have enough, you're wrong. You need more. Or you have enough. There you go. That's wrong. I messed up my joke.
Hold on one second. Where is the damn cord? Where is it?
I'll be right back.
Okay. It's okay. I can do the show without you.
Okay, so I thought Ryan plugged...
This plug in? What the hell, people?
All right. I think, Joanna...
Is it? I don't understand what's happening.
Are you there?
What am I?
Are you with us still?
Oh.
Okay. Sorry, I thought Ryan had plugged in my laptop for me, and he had not.
How dare you?
And then
he?
I couldn't find the laptop cord, so I had to go find it myself.
Oh my god.
I know, it's so hard being me.
All right, Joanna, so on that note, I think we are going to wrap up the normal part of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody is interested, Joanna and I are going to be doing a mini series. I think they're going to be separate episodes, but they're going to be released on the same day as this episode.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, Joanna and I are going to be recapping this current season of Bachelor Paradise.
Other Paradise. Sorry.
If you're not interested, if you're not interested, like I am, I'm not, you can just go ahead and skip it. Hold on. My goal here is my goal for us is if you don't like The Bachelor or you didn't watch the episode, you should still be able to listen to our recap and enjoy it. If we do that, then we have accomplished what my goals were.
Can I defend this show?
Joanna, you may now speak.
Listeners, I know what you're thinking. I get it.
I get it.
It's a train wreck.
I was once like you.
I was. I made fun of it. And I was at the gym one day, and I was like, I have nothing left to watch on my Hulu. And I had just finished season 2 of Unreal, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's basically, it was based on a book that was based on someone who really worked on The Bachelor. And about how the producers manipulate things and they get paid like bonuses to make people cry and for people to get naked. I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm interested in Unreal and the backstory of The Bachelor. I might as well watch The Bachelor. So I started with Ari season.
Was that last season?
Those 2 seasons ago. Actually, that's not true. I started with Sean season. My mom and me, when we lived in Sumter, we watched it together. And it was boring. I didn't find it interesting at all. But I was like, I'm going to give it another shot. So Ari's season actually got pretty popular. People started talking about it. not with anyone I knew, so I had no one to talk to with it about. But I got hooked. And I know it's, like, I'll sit there going, like, some parts are really boring to me, but I don't know, it just sucks you in. It's ridiculous. It's campy. It's corny. These people, either in on it or they're not in on it. It's hard to look away. And I love that it's becoming, like, every time someone says, like, I'm never going to watch The Bachelor, and then they get into it, they're like, I'm watching it from a psychological point of view. Like, I was listening to NPR the other day, and they did a whole special about, like, The Bachelor and its impact on the social stratosphere of humanity and femininity. I was like, y'all just want to talk about The Bachelor and try to make it sound fancy. We all just want to talk about The Bachelor. This is my guilty pleasure show. I want you to try it. If you hate it, just listen to our recap and think it's funny, because I think our recap's going to be pretty funny.
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, everybody seems to love the Bachelor / Bachelorette franchise, so...
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just hilarious. And this, I mean, Bachelor in Paradise, they make campy. They make it funny. Like, it's so... They're not even hiding how stupid it is. Chloe, stop! You're looking suspicious. Sorry, so, my dog's looking suspicious.
So, listeners... Oh, that was loud in my ears.
Oh, sorry.
So, listeners, if that sounds interesting to you at all, stick around. Hopefully, you're audio player will just play the next episode and you won't even notice, but we're gonna wrap up this episode. That's what I said. Be sure to join us again. What
if everybody listens, I'll buy them a pack of Cheez-Its.
All right, there you go. So everybody tweet your mailing address to Joanna. she'll get all those Cheez-Its. You mean like a packet of Cheez-Its or like one?
I might
Cheez-It?
Send you like a fun just one Cheez-It. No, I might send you like a fun pack of Cheez-Its. Okay. Like it's Halloween and I'm the fun neighbor.
well, might was in that promise, so.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it. The first five people they're watching.
Now there's stipulations. So everybody, please make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any of our gems of gold. If you like us, leave us a rating, a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to follow us on all of our social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, although I haven't been posting anything on Facebook. Links for all of that are going to be in the description. Joanna, I guess after the music is done playing, I will see you in just a second.
Okay.